We're so happy to be married to our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glorified flesh and bones, for he made us his wife. We're not just making up a mere story, but the evidence of our fruits no one can dispute. It's all these glorifying revelations that we have produced. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. There's excitement in the air, in the wife's realm where we dwell. In here, nothing can compare, for we're the queen of the great king, and we declare all these glorifying revelations that we wear. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. We're so happy, oh, we're so happy to be married to our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glorified, flesh and bones, for he made us his wife. We're not just making up a mere story, but the evidence of our fruits no one can dispute. It's all these glorifying revelations that we have produced. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. There's excitement in the air, in the wife's realm where we dwell. In here, nothing can compare, for we're the queen of the great king, and we declare all these glorifying revelations that we wear. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration, and oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord.
You want to say any more? That's all.
No, that's it. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I like that scripture. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Praise God.
Amen. And he never changed, but his plan moves from one stage to another. But it's not God changing, or he's still the same. That was planned before the foundation of the world. And those are the good things that we like to talk about, and the things that God does. Amen. Thank God for the Bible. It's such a wonderful book. Been here all these years. Amen. Since Moses wrote the first five books. Amen. And he had to go back in the spirit. Amen. And way back before he was ever born, when the days of Adam and Eve, God created them. But he wrote it down and got it just right because of revelation. And revelation means revealing. Amen. And that's, we just praise God that he is revealing the things of God to us constantly.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Amen. And that's so good that he's revealing and he's keeping with his plan. I believe we had a message like that, didn't we? God is keeping with his plan. And I like that one. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You might think after all these years, I wouldn't like certain sermons or so on, but it seems to be new every weekend. Amen. That God just reveals something else and makes it, he makes it live. And that's the good part of it. Praise the Lord. So let's bow our head in prayer this morning. Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, Lord, that we come to you. And Lord, and also Christ the wife. Amen. And we just praise you and we thank you and we honor you. And Lord, as we go forward today, may everything be said and done according to our plan. And I know you work all things according to your will. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. We're reading today in Revelation chapter 22. And that's the last of the written chapters in the Bible here. And it goes from here into spoken word and then living word that we're writing, and it's worked out real well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And as we come to the things that God is doing here in the book of Revelation, we see that he's got other writings, and God honors those other writings like he does scripture. Praise the Lord. And I suppose scripture will be here even in the millennium and on through. We never know. And these writings that we're doing, amen, in the millennium, they'll be here. And so many good things come from the Word of God. Praise the Lord. So we want to read here in the Revelation 22, the last chapter of the written words here. It says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb." And then he goes into what's in the midst of it and all, so it's real good there. And there's many talk about the wife of the Lamb, and they get from the book of Revelation, and saying it's a wife in that sense, all of it. But we find there's a wall around the city that has 12 gates, and there's 12 foundations. They're named by the wall is named after the 12 patriarchs and so on. Amen. And then the 12 layers of the wall, it would be named after the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Amen. So all those things is part of what God's doing. But the wife is that's all for the protection of the wife. It just shows God's love for the wife of his son. Amen. That the gates and so on and so forth, when literally there is no gates on the city and all that, that's God's protection and God's plan. It just we glean from those things things that God has ordained. Amen. But he showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal. Amen. And it was proceeding out from the throne of God and the Lamb. Now that's the final river you at the end times, see. Glory to God. And we could go over in Genesis, which we are not going to do it today since we have talked about it before. There's another river. Amen. And it come from the earthly Garden of Eden. Amen. And it splits in the four heads and goes to the different places and so on. And probably from there, it goes into different, over the thousands of years, which would be something like 6,000 years. It would be, it goes into different, we don't know how many other times it broke off. Certain rivers broke off and certain rivers added to and so on. Amen. To get us to where we're at now. But here at the end time, he wants to show us a certain river. Amen. And it's so pure, it's so clear, and it's so wonderful. And the only reason that I would see this myself was that God gave me a dream of it. And it was so clear. There I was standing, saw the river go by, just running on by. But then I looked, and here's another river, and it was so clear. You could look all the way down through the water and see the stones, and it's so beautiful, clear as crystal. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And that's representative of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. And so that river, if we named them, and at this point in time, we are not so much in the game of naming. Maybe somewhere on down the line it'll come more into that. But it's the wife of the Lamb. That river represents the wife of the Lamb. Name Christ the wife, see. Amen. While the other river went by, God's Spirit's in it, it'll keep on running too. It'll go all the way through till the end of the millennium, and that's where the devil will be loosed and all those things and the great white throne judgment and all that'll take place. And then once all that take place, glory to God, then we have the wife of the Lamb, glory to God, and all the nations will come up to be around her a little bit, you know. She doesn't necessarily, this river, a pure river of water of life, doesn't necessarily run out all over the world. Amen. But it's there. Amen. The wife of the Lamb, and they come. See, the nation will come. Even in the millennia, it says if they don't come up and worship the Lord and so on, that there will be no rain on the crops and so on like that. That's getting through the millennia. But once the millennia is over with, amen, the devil's loose for a season, and he goes out and he gleams his part of the people that was born and raised that he can influence, and it had to be something in them for him to be able to influence them. And he goes out and he gathers them together, and he says, I don't know about you folks, but I've had enough of this. Let's go up and just take over the whole thing. Amen. There's a wife up there, and she's taking it easy, we'll say, or whatever. She's living there in the glory of God. Let's just go up and take it over, destroy it. And you get a group of people together, and as they begin to march towards the wife of the Lamb and the throne and all, then the Bible says fire come down from God and devour. They're completely destroyed. The devil's destroyed. Death destroyed. And everything of that nature is destroyed after the millennium. So we got a good time coming up soon, the great millennia. But then the great millennia is just, there's another step to it. Once it's millennia, the 1,000 years over there, then that's when we go into eternity. Amen, which eternity never ends, and there's no sin, or everything from there on out is absolutely perfect. So those are the things that we've come to that part. And as we've got over in the book of Revelation, and we have a book that we wrote on that many years ago, that if we did it again, we could add some goodies on that's not even in it. Praise the Lord. So we see those things that God has laid in for us, and we didn't know at that time. I don't think we knew about the wife of the Lamb at the time. At least it weren't spoke of very much. Amen. So those are the things that we're preaching on now, writing on now. So we got room for the writings that we're doing now. Amen. And I'm sure that we'll enjoy reading them all the way through. Praise God. Amen. I'm used to sit laying on the floor there when I wasn't working on the job and maybe read the Bible all day long. Amen. You couldn't hardly get me away from it. Amen. And it all was so good. And it will never lose that goodness. Praise God. I still like to go back and read. Amen. And just get some of those good things. But then God has got some living word, spoken word. Amen. And one thing Brother Brown always said, he said the spoken word is the original seed. But he didn't take it a lot further than that. God knew where for him to stop. The spoken word is the original seed. Amen. It had to be. The original was spoken word. It weren't written word. The people up to the time of Moses didn't have something they could go back and read. Amen. And see what this says, see what that says. And I can imagine when Moses did the first 5 books, as it's recorded, that the people really got a hold of them, and it was really interesting how God created Adam and Eve, and about the old serpent and how he came in and all that, and they could begin to understand why there was certain things taking place, amen, that were taking place of that time period. Glory to God. Well, we're living in a glorious age. We're living in an age where that we look at the Word of God, and we see in the reading Revelation chapter 21, 22 here, amen, how all these things come to being. And it's been said and been thought by many that the whole thing is the wife. But that's not necessarily so, because the foundation, all that is different. And even the walls of the city, which the walls is a spiritual wall, no wall there. Amen. That they were named after the apostles and so on. And all that worked out that way. But there's a wife, amen, that has come into view in the last few years. I don't know exactly how many years we've been bringing these things in. But it's all here in the Word, that we see the written Word, the Bible, fulfilling its purpose and giving us the last instruction. Then there's other instruction picking up and carrying us right on. And there's a message now for the wife of the Lamb after marriage. See, there's no such thing as that before our day and before the marriage, see. So those are the things we're looking at and coming to, and it's all so beautiful and so good. And that's why we're so into this, that nothing else much matters. Glory to God. Amen. That we're into the Word, and the Word that God has given us now, weekly, daily. Amen. That makes us want to write it down and read it, and amen, and share it with those that wants it. And the wife, the river of water of life here, does not go out to all nations and break up. No, but the people come, and they come and bless. And even in the great millennium, if they don't come up to worship the Lord, and the wife, where the wife of the Lamb's at, and all that. See, the Bible says there'll be no rain on the crops. Amen. So it shows that we're not going out with the big revivals and so on, trying to gather in. Amen. But we're bringing the Word of God. It solidifies. See, actually, the wife of the Lamb, glory to God, is not just spirit. Amen. But we're glorified flesh and bones, see. Amen. And I told a story, I believe, last week, and I think it some of it would bear repeating here, that Jesus Christ came and lived his life here as a normal human being, much like that, but a very good person, and would do things right, business. He works, I believe, with his uncle, according to one story I have. And they were counted and looked upon as very honest people that you could deal with, and they would always treat you right. Amen. And then as we read further on, then of course the religious leaders begin to come against what the Lord Jesus Christ was talking and preaching. Amen. And as they came against him, then eventually he was put to death. And we're not going through all those details. We have many times. Amen. But then, after 3 days and nights thereabout, he rose from the dead, and he come forth then, and he weren't the same one that went down, because he came forth with glorified flesh and bones, see. And that's when he take a wife, see. Glory to God. He didn't take a wife on the other side of Calvary. Amen. Because he had to have the glorified flesh and bone in order for the wife of the Lamb have glorified flesh and bone to be like him, see. Amen. To be like Jesus. And when we talk about that now, we're talking about glorification of the body. Hallelujah. Being glorified. And we're not just to be like Jesus before his glorification would be one of the best person you ever seen, see. But this year takes it further, because we become the wife of the Lamb. Amen. We're married to him. And that puts us on the same scale of having glorified flesh and bones, see? Amen. So here we are today just glorifying God. Amen. And praising Him for all these good things that's taking place. And I think it's important now to know that there is other writings beside the Bible now that has picked up. And it takes us right into some of the great things that is not necessarily written in the Bible, but is just as much Bible, glory to God. And we preached a message sometime back. It caused a little stirring about the Bible and the writing of the Scripture until Paul came. See? Yeah, till the fullness of Christ. And then when Paul came, see, He had a certain thing there, but now the fullness of Christ has come. See, amen, we take another step and come on up. Glory to God, and here we are today, amen, with the fullness of the Word, God revealing daily. Fact is, God revealed some things even this morning. Amen, that, and my wife, she almost got running through the house shouting. So that's what I've been asking about. Yeah, oh, she's going to tell about it after we get through here. Amen. So it's so good. And this is getting more wonderful all the time. Amen. And it's as we see these things, and it's necessary to see these things. It's necessary to see how all of it came through and what God's doing for us now. And that's why the river of life, it runs out and then it comes to a certain place. And then the tree of life produce her fruit, and that's a wife, see? Amen. Not just the man. That's what it was basically all the way through the Old Testament. You see the masculine part of Christ, and that's all we knew about Christ, about the masculine part. And the woman had little rights to say anything or as far as anything of getting revelation and so on. And there is isolated cases where that did happen. And God bless. But we're coming into a day now where this is the day of the wife of the Lamb. This is the day of the Queen. Amen. Amen. Where His Queen, amen, is bringing things. And she's not necessarily going all over the world. Amen. But they come and come to eat of the tree of eat of the fruit and drink of that water. Amen. They come to where she's at. See, amen. So that's the difference. I'm wondering years ago why, after doing evangelistic meeting, big tent meetings, and so on, all of a sudden, just like somebody pulled the switch and it just stopped. It's hard to get people out, and it just didn't go. Yeah, so then we just folded the tent away and began to look for what God was doing, that had, where the plan of God as He was moving on to another part of His plan. God didn't change, but He moved on to another part of His plan. Amen. Then occasionally some of the ministers say something about the little bride. Amen. But no one came to the place where it called a wife. Amen. And now we are talking about the wife. There's a message for the wife of the Lamb. This message is for the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. It's a message for after marriage. And that's why we're rejoicing in the Lord. That's why we're praising God. And we're just moving right on with God, enjoying these great things. And wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is He. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Wonderful is He. And that He, upon marriage, became she. Glory to God. And now God has a king and He has a queen. Amen. Just like Adam and Eve. And when Adam and Eve were created, Adam created first and did a lot of things, but eventually Adam knew that something just ain't clicking right here. As he looked around, saw each thing that God created had a mate and so on. So God put Adam asleep and took from him a rib. Amen. And created Eve. He put him asleep and did that. And when he woke Adam up, he saw the most beautiful thing he'd ever saw in his life. Amen. And so these things that God is doing is just so amazing. And right now in our midst, it's different. See, the revival, as far as going out, revival one after another, big tent meeting and buying ads in the paper, you know, about the meeting and try to get it out. But that stopped working. All of that just stopped working. Don't matter how big an ad you put in and so on like that, you'd find a lot of empty chairs under the tent, say. Amen. But then here we are today. We've moved into the final perfecting. Amen. And the wife of the Lamb, she's married to him, and she's part of him, and whatever he is, that's what she is. Glory to God. Except he's the masculine, and she's the feminine. That masculine and feminine work together perfectly in us and Lord Jesus Christ, just like it did in God to begin with. Amen. So all these things are so good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Try a little of this water here. So that's why you, no doubt, has noticed the difference over the last few years. Amen. How things are, the change taking place. And the change is perfectly what God ordains. Amen. And the change in the sense of, it wouldn't be the will of God for me to get out and get trucks and a big tent and so on like that and trying to have tent meeting. It just wouldn't work because that's not what God's doing, see. Amen. He's working another part of his plan. Amen. And the wife of the Lamb, he's putting her on display. Glory to God. And so he's so happy that his plan is coming into being just like he had in him, we could say, maybe trillions of years ago. We don't know. Amen. If there was any such things as years back in those days before time begun. Amen. And then God planned this all out. And everything he planned, it worked perfectly up to this point. Amen. And from this point on, it's still working perfectly because the last thing he wanted to do here is send a message for the wife. Amen. And now the wife of the Lamb knows she's the wife of the Lamb. She proudly say, I'm the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. They say, sometimes people say, oh, you're a Christian. Yes, I'm a Christian plus. And what's the plus part? I'm the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm rejoicing. Amen. I'm bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And that's what God ordained it to be to begin with. Amen. Praise God. So I just appreciate God letting me live to be in this part. And glory to God, let me come to the place where actually death has no more victory. Amen. Amen. Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? See? Yeah. Amen. Where that God is moving in such a way. And it talks about there being a change in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, see? Amen. And all those things. And we see that the change, amen, has been taking place and is taking place. Amen. Glory to God. And we're living right in the middle of it, we would say. Praise God, yeah. More towards the end of it than the middle of it. because it's been going on for a while here, and it's getting real. It's getting more understandable. He's putting revelation in us daily, and we see why certain things, and a lot of people don't understand why those type meetings are faded out and are fading out, where you go and try to get a lot of people in and get all those things. Amen. But remember, God will bring every one of His in. Amen. And He's already got the wife. She's married. Amen. And the members in. And so we're just rejoicing in the Lord, amen, praising Him and thanking Him because this is what He's doing. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all river of water of life. But that river of water of life didn't go out and split in so many different ways. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Like that river broke up in four heads. Well, that's probably just the beginning of how many times the river broke up and went in different places. Because the Spirit of the Lord, the water of life, and that river has to do with natural life as well as spiritual life. See, the river of that came from Jordan or came from Eden, it was a natural river, but it also had the spiritual implication of what God was doing in the spirit. Glory to God. But then here's something brand spanking new, we would say. That's a phrase we use down here when something new. Brand spanking new, and it's another river. Amen. And it don't come from Eden. It come from right at the throne of God. Amen. And it don't split up and go so many different ways. Glory to God, but people will come, and even in the millennium, if they don't come and worship God, it'll not rain on the crop and so on. Amen. But then after that time period, that's when the devil's loose. That's when the whole thing, God said, now, it's already done what I wanted it to do, just like I planned. Now He has a people that love Him because they want to. They love Him. And not just because they're made to or something of that nature, glory to God, but they love God. Amen. And so the devil comes through and he formulates him a plan. And he's very successful, but only among his people. Only among those that he was part of to begin with, say. Amen. But one thing about it, he does not get one single one of God's ordained wife members. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he don't get one single one of those people that God has to take care of the earth and so on. And someone asked me just recently, and I thought I'd explain, and I had, but I'll just say a little more about here, about the people. Will the people that's born and raised in the millennia, will they get glorified bodies? No, they won't get glorified bodies. Because their purpose is different. Amen. Their purpose is to make the earth. Amen. Just like the Garden of Eden all over, see. Amen. Make it such a beautiful place. And that's where the devil, he'll come forth and he'll say, you talk about an Eden. You talk about a beautiful place. Says, just follow me. We'll make this a beautiful place. And a lot of people say, yeah, let's give it a try. And some say, I like change anyway, so let's give it a try. And there'll be so many follow him that'd be like the sand of the sea, you know, some writers word it like that, like the sands of the sea. And he'll go out and he'll deceive them. And it takes very little to deceive because that's kind of what's in their inner part anyway. Amen. But there will be a people, glory be to God, that stands faithful to God, that's true to God. Amen. People that's been born and raised in the millennia, that's going to that's grown up and they build houses and eat the fruit thereof and so on, and making it a beautiful place. Well, the devil says, let's just make it more beautiful. I'll show you how to do it. And he'll have somebody, or maybe not just one person, I don't know, but there'll be a leader that's so charismatic that wherever he goes draws people. Amen. But not one of those, amen, that's God's seed that has eternal life. See, once you go into the millennium, eternal life is assured to you if you keep God's law. See, keep God's way. Amen. You're in the natural, and you married, have children, raise a family, and so on like that. Amen. But at the end of the millennium, there's a little season where Satan is loose, and he'll go out, and he'll have some means, possibly some charismatic leader that no one can resist near. And he'll gather together the people, and Satan will put on his heart, let's go up and destroy the camp of the saints. Let's go up and destroy them. And as they go, fire come down from heaven and devour them. Amen. And the devil is cast in the lake of fire. Death and hell is cast in the lake of fire. Everything's done away with, and it'll be no more, ever, ever, ever be anymore. Amen. Fact is, as you go on through, it'll not even come to your mind what was in the old ways. It'll be so good, so beautiful. Amen. And I'm talking here also about the natural people, see. Glory to God. Amen. And the wife of the Lamb will be bathing in the glory of God. Amen. And people can't wait till a certain time of the year, amen, where they can go up and just be in the presence of the wife of the Lamb. See, drink that water and so on, the fruits. And there's a lot of fruits today. Glory to God. And a lot of people miss the fruit that's available. Amen. But it's available. And so God is moving. He's doing these great things. And he's fulfilling the finality of it. And here's a message for the wife after marriage, see. Glory to God. And this message is so wonderful. Glory to God. And it's what's going to take us where we need to be. Amen. And of course, we always think about this, that dreadful time that the earth got to go through, that tribulation period, especially the last part of it. Glory to God. But there will be two prophets telling what to do, God's people. Amen. And then 144,000 will get so inspired by the middle of the week. They'll be so inspired, glory to God, that they'll just go all over preaching, fear God, give glory to him, don't bow down to the beast, and so on and so forth like that. Amen. And there'll be a people rally to them. Glory to God. And when the final push, when Satan finally gather his people together to go up, there'll be a people that's already prepared to stand against Satan. Amen. Stand against all that. They'll stand firm for God. They'll go over on the other side, the line, we would say. There may not be a line drawn, but they'll go over. They'll know what to do. Amen. And fire will come down from heaven and devour all those that came against God. Amen. That had that good chance to love God and be part of God. But there was something in them that they just didn't quite have what they needed, see. And when they heard a certain voice, they went after it. And that's when the fire came down and devoured. So here we are today just rejoicing in the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. It's getting more wonderful as we go along. Amen. Each day. Amen. Amen. We used to sing wonderful, wonderful is he, and we still do. But now we say wonderful, or wonderful, beautiful, beautiful is she. Amen. And that's what the lamb, when the lamb looks at the wife, that's the most beautiful thing he's ever saw. Glory to God. So you might think you're not beautiful. Well, he looks at the spirit, looks at the soul, look at the makeup, your makeup and so on like that. I'm not talking about makeup you put on your face or somewhere like that. Even look at your overall makeup, what type of person you are. Amen. And then those are the ones that come up. Amen. That even in the millennial come up to worship and just to see the wife of the Lamb, just to be around her. Glory to God. Then after that, the whole earth is theirs, and there's no devil, there's no temptation, and everything's so beautiful. And that's what we're nearing the beginning of.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody that look and hear some news and so on like that, it's easily to see that these things that's written, they are all beginning to come to pass, begin to come into place. Amen. And here we are just as happy as can be. And some people don't understand that. Rejoicing in the Lord, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
Because of what we are and who we are. Amen. And there's nothing can change it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I just appreciate the Lord today. Amen. And just wanted to talk about that a bit, what I talked about, and fill in a few places, especially there about the natural people. Amen. That's born and raised. See. Amen. They'll have a good time in the millennium, but towards the end of the millennium, there will begin to be another spirit begin to get in, and it'll begin to go like the world's going today. See. Amen. Then that's when God will say, it's time to close the whole thing out. Amen. And get ready for eternity. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's just pray now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity to just talk about this. It just thrills the heart to talk about it. And when we get started talking about it, it's hard to stop talking about it. I just pray, Lord, that you'll take these words and encourage hearts and bless those, oh God, that you've sent it for. And we just praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the name of Christ, the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, Barbara, you come up. And if you feel like singing a couple of however you want to do, amen. Just feel free.
I just want to praise the Lord and thank him for everything. And I was going to tell something here. Ben mentioned it, and it was something we were talking on this morning. And, well, it's something I've been looking at for a while and wondering about it. And it was brought up this morning. And it was about the feminine part of the Christ spirit that was taken out of the Lord Jesus Christ, because God came in and separated out the feminine part of the Christ spirit from the masculine part of the Christ spirit. There was, you know, he separated it. And he put the feminine part of the Christ spirit in a body of people, which solidified. And when that happened, it brought the masculine and feminine attributes together in marriage, in a proxy marriage. Well, I was wondering about, once that the feminine part of the Christ spirit solidified in us, then how could that spirit go forth if it solidified in us? And, you know, I was just kind of thinking along those lines. And while we were reading this morning, I was working on last Sunday's message. Actually, I put the last two messages from the last 2 weeks together in one book. That's what Ben and I have been working on. And we were just looking over that and reading and talking about it. And he brought up the river there in Revelation 22:1. That's pure and clear as crystal. Okay, and that's named after Christ the wife. That's what God gave the name. And I said, yeah, but it's solidified. So how could that go forth? He said, well, what it is they come to the wife. They come and get in the presence of the wife. And you don't have to twist their arm about it or anything like that. They want to be in the presence of the wife. And it's so that river's different there because it's solidified. But the river over there in Genesis 2:10, that main river that went forth and split into four heads, okay, that's showing the, you know, it's representative of the Bible. And it's showing the life that came all the way through the Bible, from the Old Testament all the way through. And which is showing that masculine part of Christ, you know, when it came to the New Testament. Yeah. Well, see, that river there, you know, it broke into four heads. But see, that this pure river, this new river at Revelation 22:1, it's one. It's one river, and it's solidified in the wife. Yes. And so they come to it. It doesn't go out to them. They come to it. Yes. And I just got that answered for me about that feminine part solidifying and bringing the masculine attributes together with the feminine attributes in marriage. And see, no one else can have those feminine attributes because they solidified in us, and no one else can have them. And that is just really wonderful that he would name that river Christ the Wife, that new river in Revelation 22:1. And it's just really wonderful. The whole thing is. And I just wanted to tell about, I just thank the Lord for answering that because Ben didn't know anything about it. It's just something that I was thinking on and had been thinking off and on for a little while. And that's usually the way the Lord does it when you or thinking on something, and you think on a while, all of a sudden it'll just come out of the blue, there's the answer. And you didn't even really ask him for the answer, it just came. So, but also I want to tell, too, the PDF on the new book should be out next week, and I'll have it on the net. And then hopefully within another week we'll have the hard copy. So just want to let everybody know. There's a special moment taking place. I'm enveloped in such joy as I walk beside you, Lord. And I'm living in a moment of splendor. And my desire for you is more and more. It's a moment of splendor, having such pleasure with you, my Lord. And there's no burden of the weight of time. For husband, I'm rejoicing that you are mine and that I'm your glorified wife. Oh, it's a moment of splendor, having such pleasure with you, my Lord. And there's no burden of the weight of time. For husband, I'm rejoicing that you are mine and that I'm your glorified wife. At the heart of this moment is glorified flesh and bones. For the last trumpet came, and it created me the same. And I'm living in a moment of splendor, where the pure river of life, clear as crystal, now flows. It's a moment of splendor, having such pleasure with you, my Lord. And there's no burden of the weight of time. For husband, I'm rejoicing that you are mine and that I'm your glorified wife. And there's no burden of the weight of time. For husband, I'm rejoicing that you are mine and that I'm your glorified wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you, my Lord. Amen. 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 Well, I just, yeah. That, well, that's why he had to separate that out from the Bible.
Amen.
Say, to give us our own writings, because the Bible's representative of the main river that split into four heads. And so we had to have our own writings because he split that. Say, that feminine part of the Christ spirit that married to the masculine part. Say, he brought all that over here. Just say, he brought it over here. And he left the main river in the with the that split into four heads, showing the traditional gospels and Christianity. And he had to come over here and give new writings, a new and pure language and everything. It had to all be new because he didn't want us identified with the main river that split into four heads.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that
Amen.
Something?
Praise God.
How that was laying right there in the Amen. Scripture about the river that flows from the throne there.
Amen.
Amen. And then the river that the come out of Eden and went to the different parts of the world to give water and spiritual help.
Right.
And somehow we God ordained that everyone that's ordained to eternal life, whatever part they may be ordained to, will work. Amen. But right now, he's putting emphasis on the wife of his son. Amen. The queen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we just love him. We praise God. And all these things, it's so much of it and so many good things that he has that we could just talk.
Amen.
And never run out of something to say about it.
Amen.
It's all so glorious.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So God bless each one now. And may you receive that God's ordained for you. Amen.
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 Amen.